How has life been treating you after this huge case?
It's been a whirlwind. My life is completely different from anything I ever expected. And it's been amazing because I feel a part of something so much bigger than myself, so much more important than I am, so much more important than John's and my marriage was. And it's been an amazing experience.
And what is your reaction to all this backlash from the Supreme Court case?
Well, you know, I think we all expected there to be some backlash. I'm surprised at how vicious and honestly hateful it is. Am I surprised? No. But I'm disappointed and discouraged at just how terrible it is. You know, we simply want to be treated the same as every other American, and to see that that desire and a decision that treated us equally could have that type of backlash is rather disappointing. You know, I thought as a country we would move beyond that type of reaction to something when a group of people earn the same rights as others.
And what would you like to see happen in the next few years for LGBT equality?
For me, the big thing would be passage of the Equality Act, because there's so much in our lives, in our world, that would be, I can't necessarily say solved, but impacted by passage of that act, to say that we are a protected class and we deserve those same protections, those same rights as every other American, every other protected class. For me, that's what I would love to see. And that would just help resolve a lot of our outstanding issues, a lot of the outstanding things that we're fighting for.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Really, I just think about John, my late husband, and no matter what would happen, John would always say, find the funny. And he was also someone who lived his life, he approached life as a glass half full. No matter what happened, he could find something positive and he would stay positive. And for me, that's what I think of, that's what I hold on to, and I thank him for helping teach me that lesson.